The United States has a grim history when it comes to our indigenous people, from the multiple massacres of Native men, women, and children to Indian boarding schools where Native children were taken from their families and in many cases physically and sexually abused. For the most part, this history isn't taught in our public schools. Neither is indigenous culture. But that's changing, and as Allie Budner reports, the Mountain West is on board.
Colorado's Department of Education is at a local library to unveil a new set of lessons for fourth graders.
The lesson that we're going to look at today looks at education for the Ute at the turn of the century.
The optional curriculum was written and approved by the state's two federally recognized tribes, the Southern Ute and the Ute Mountain Ute.
Stuff like this, children need to know.
Felicia Alvarez applauds the move. She's a local parent and a member of the Eastern Shoshone tribe.
I've always felt that within our education system, if we were to include true historical facts, that the children would be much more educated and there would be less ignorance towards our people.
Another parent is listening intently to the new lesson plans. Monica Snowbird is Anishinaabe, an indigenous group from around the Great Lakes area.
Our nation doesn't have any traditional ties to Colorado, but I've been here 25-ish years, and so my kids were all born and raised here.
Snowbird says her kids were lucky to have teachers who were willing to incorporate Native history, but she says it was concerned parents like her who had to provide the learning materials themselves, and that's a burden on parents.
So this is taking some of that burden away, so that's huge.
She welcomes the curriculum, but worries that it still falls short.
Like, I read the curriculum on Thanksgiving, and it didn't talk about really any of the horrific things that happened around that time.
That perspective is one that's been growing throughout Indian country.
Ernest House Jr. would know. Until very recently, he was the head of the Colorado Commission on Indian Affairs. He's a member of the Ute Mountain Ute tribe and oversaw the curriculum's development. He understands Snowbird's concerns, but says the decision to keep the lessons free of too much violent history was intentional, because it's for fourth graders. That's when Colorado schools start to focus on teaching the state's history.
There was a lot of conversations that we had that we wanted to put in this one, that we said, well, if we can put that in another one that came in middle school or in high school, is that an opportunity? And we decided that there would be this first step into this guide.
Meanwhile, Montana is way ahead of that first step.
Well, you know, Montana is unique.
Mike Jetty is an Indian education specialist for the state of Montana. He's also a member of the Spirit Lake Dakota Nation and a Turtle Mountain Chippewa descendant.
We're the only state in the country that has it written into our state constitution that will teach about American Indians. And that happened in 1972.
He says it took decades, but now not only is it in the Constitution, it's funded by the state government, so they can afford to reach all schools and all ages.
We're trying to hit every grade. You have a grade 4 science standard. We have references to Native American science. You have a grade 8 social studies standard. We have tribal government and sovereignty written into that.
He says it's true some of this history can be painful and violent.
But at the same time, I think kids can handle stuff that we don't, give them credit for. It depends on how you present it and how that teacher does it.
Bottom line, he says it's good for non-Native and Native students alike to understand our history. Ernest House Jr. agrees.
No matter what tribe you talk to out of 573 federally recognized tribes, tribes want people just general population to know about them. We want them to know about our culture, our history, that we're still here, we're not a vanishing race, and that there's so much that our culture, that our tribal nations and our languages have provided to everyday life today.
And the Mountain West is listening. Utah has had its own curriculum on Native tribes since 2009, but like Colorado, it isn't mandatory. Meanwhile, Wyoming will roll out its new academic standards in 2021, requiring the inclusion of Indigenous history and culture at all grade levels. House says a thorough and honest understanding of our history is crucial.
We won't be able to start addressing much bigger, larger needs unless people have a baseline of American Indian history and the respect for that culture.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.